Tonight, please, to the book of Psalms, in Psalm chapter 61. Psalm chapter 61 tonight, the reading of the Word of God. You know that line in that song said, "Oh, it's not what you see." David wrote the psalm, and anyway, they marched the sons of Jesse out there before Samuel. And I guess old Jesse thought, "Oh, Eliab, he'll be the one, my firstborn." Went right on down the line. Nope. That's because Jesse was thinking about it by what you see. Samuel said, "Is there any left?" He said, "Yeah, there's a little shepherd boy." I heard a song years ago and I liked it. "When others see a shepherd boy, God may see a king."
Yeah. Yeah.
Sister Jerry told me there was 9 come on the van tonight.
Amen.
When others see a little snotty-nosed youngin, God may see, amen, a king. He may see a pastor. He may see a missionary. He may see a pastor's wife. What a blessing, amen, to know. Psalm chapter 61 tonight. Good to be here tonight in the house of the Lord. I want to address a subject tonight that I've addressed before in my ministry, but I will be honest with you, the message tonight is different in that it just, looking at the text again, and God just builds, and I'm thankful that he does. You know, I don't know about you, but I don't like molded bread, and I don't like stale bread. Say amen. I mean, if I'm desperate, I'll put it in the microwave and try to soften it up a little bit, amen. But I got to be pretty desperate. Now, that's not with the mold. The mold goes out, amen. I'll go hungry. I've seen people scrape mold off of bread and eat it. No, you can have it, amen. If it's got mold in the bag, you can have it. But I believe God loves us enough to give us some fresh bread. Don't you? The bread of God, the bread from heaven. David said here, "Hear my cry, O God. Attend unto my prayer. From the end of the earth will I cry unto thee when my heart is overwhelmed. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I. For thou hast been a shelter for me and a strong tower from the enemy. And I will abide in thy tabernacle forever. I will trust in the covert of thy wings." Selah. "For thou, O God, hast heard my vows. Thou hast given me the heritage of those that fear thy name. Thou wilt prolong the king's life and his years as many generations. He shall abide before God forever. O prepare mercy and truth which may preserve him. So will I sing praise unto thy name forever, that I may daily perform my vows." If correctly read, that's verse 1 through 8, Psalm chapter 61. Let's pray together. Father, we thank you tonight for your presence. We thank you, God, for the peace that passes all understanding. God, this world's in a turmoil. It's in an uproar. And God, many of your people, like David at this point in his life, are in a turmoil. They're in an uproar. And God, I pray tonight, our Father, that you'd work on their behalf. God, that you would get all the glory for what's accomplished, our Father, on behalf of your precious people. Now, Lord, tonight we ask you to clothe us in our calling. Make the message, our Father, a blessing to your precious people. Thank you for the good singing tonight. Thank you for the good fellowship, Lord, that we can come through the door, Lord, shake hands with one another. Ain't been too long ago, our God, that disease hit our shore and we didn't know what to do. Didn't shake hands for a long time. Every other seat roped off. For a long time, didn't even have service. Then, Lord, we just wanted to say thank you for letting us come together in these days. Lord, we need each other. And Lord, we pray that you'll help us. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. I guess I would title the message tonight, When My Heart is Overwhelmed. I caught something. I've preached a series of messages before on this subject. But tonight, as I address the subject, I caught something that as many times as I've looked at it, I never thought about. We've got some things we're going to cover in the scripture tonight. But the Bible said, when. I want everybody to listen to me right there. God showed me, as I looked at this and studied about this, God didn't say if my heart is overwhelmed. He said, when. You go to Proverbs chapter number 1, and the Bible said, my son, if sinners entice thee, consent thou not. I'll tell you one way to keep sinners from enticing you is just don't hang around with sinners. You can be a friend of sinners without hanging around with them, without taking in their practices. Amen. You can win a drunkard, but you're not going to do much good sitting on the bar stool beside of him. Amen. By participating. That's why the Bible said, come out from among the world and be a separate people, saith the Lord. So that really caught my heart today. It's not a matter, Brother David, of if the Dunham family is going to be overwhelmed at some point in time. It's a matter of when. When. And I believe tonight God wants to help us. Amen. Let me say just in the onset of the message, there's lots of things that can overwhelm us. Losing a child would certainly be overwhelming. I wonder tonight, I don't know, but I wonder, if you lose a child to heaven or lose a child to the world, lose a child to the ways of Satan. Amen. So we get overwhelmed sometimes because of physical issues. Maybe losing someone. That's certainly overwhelming. Sometimes financial issues are overwhelming. I was thinking back in my mind about the Great Depression and when the stock market crashed. They say there's all kinds of people took their life. And really right now, it's still going on even among our teenagers. Because of what happened through COVID and not being able to interact with each other and the depression has set in on people. Amen. So sometimes it's issues like that to deal with. David was, of course, hunted like a dog by Saul. And I can't imagine, you know, it would hurt me, Brother Larry, just to know somebody was talking about me, let alone had a spear in their hand and was ready to pin me to the wall with it. Amen. Had to look over my shoulder all the time. And David, here in the scripture, he uses the phrase, when my heart is overwhelmed. I've said this before. Every one of us is just one phone call away. One phone call away. One phone call away. I went to the doctor the other day. It's been a couple weeks ago now. And, you know, I gave blood and talked to the doctor and this, that, and the other. But you know, there are people that go to the doctor and just for a routine checkup. And day or two later, they get a phone call. Get back in here. I'm just trying tonight to get us to understand there's not an if involved here. It's just when. Amen. When my heart is overwhelmed. I want to give you several things that God spoke to my heart about tonight. All the words begin with the letter S. The first word is supplication. Did you know a lot of people, when I'm talking about God's people now, I'm not talking about folks who don't know the Lord, but a lot of people, when their heart's overwhelmed, they quit praying. But David said, hear my cry, O God, attend unto my prayer. I talked to a man today that said, Pastor, I can't even pray. And I told him what I've said many times in the ministry. I believe some of the best praying we've ever done in our life is when we can't even pray. When the Spirit Himself maketh intercession for us with groanings that cannot be uttered. The Word of God said that He would draw nigh to him that's a broken and a contrite heart, a contrite spirit, if you please. So David said, from the end of the earth will I cry unto thee when my heart is overwhelmed. This end of the earth, it could indicate something geographical. In other words, David talking about the distance between he and Jerusalem, wherever he is. But it's also metaphorical, and it speaks of despair, a feeling of being alienated, a spiritual distance from the Lord, from the end of the earth. David said, oh, hallelujah. It don't matter how bad it gets. There's a God that's still on the throne. And I can talk to Him, amen, about what's going on in my heart and in my life. There are many in the world that would say, I don't understand. And I'll be honest with you. There's many times when I don't understand. But there's never a time when our Father doesn't understand. That our Father has not bent His ear down toward us to hear the heart's cry of His precious people. The Bible said, from the end of the earth will I cry unto thee. David didn't give up hope. He didn't deny his God and deny that God loved him. He just cried out. I like what a preacher said years ago. He said, sometimes when we can't track the Lord, in other words, we have no idea what He's up to, we have to trust Him. We want to see, don't we? We want to see how things are going to go. But I tell you, that's not faith. Faith is saying, God, it don't matter which way it goes. You love me and I love you. And I'm going with you. I'm going to cry out to you and talk to you about what's going on in my life. The Bible said here, I'm trying to hurry on, but said, I will cry unto thee. I caught something there. That's singular. David didn't have several little G-O-D-S's. Glory to God. He wasn't talking to them little G-O-D-S's that have ears but can't hear, have a mouth but can't speak. He was talking to the one that spoke it all into existence. Amen. The one that has all power in heaven and in earth. The Bible said there's one mediator between God and man. That's the man, Christ Jesus. Hallelujah tonight when my heart is overwhelmed. You know, I'll give you this tonight. I'll try to move on, but I didn't realize this till I studied today. But in the book of Jonah, chapter number 2, turn there with me for just a moment, would you? Jonah chapter number 2 and verse number 7. The Bible said, when my soul fainted within me, I remembered the Lord, and my prayer came, watch this, in unto thee, into thy holy temple. Boy, isn't that something that you know, I mentioned that a while ago about these five that are in that sub. Jonah was in a sub, wasn't he? But God knew where Jonah was at. Amen. And the Bible said, they observe lying vanities, forsake their own mercy. But I will sacrifice unto thee the voice of thanksgiving. I'll pay that that I have vowed. Salvation is of the Lord. And the Bible said, the Lord spake unto the fish. Years ago, I was preaching, and I kind of got crazy. I didn't mean to do it, but I said, I know how to call a dog. I know how to call a cat. You know what I mean? I know how to call a turkey. I know how to call a deer, but I ain't never figured out how to call a fish. But God spake unto the fish. That's what the Bible said. You say, Pastor, do you really believe that stuff? Oh, yes, I do. I believe when old Peter went out there and said, I go a-fishing, God told all the fish to hide out that night. And then he told Peter, he said, cast your net on the right side. He said, y'all come back now, get on the right side of that thing over yonder. He said, Pastor, you're crazy. Well, leave me alone. I'm having a good time being crazy. Believe in the Word of God. Amen. And what God said in His Word. But that word here that's translated fainted in chapter 2 and verse number 7, when my soul fainted within me, I remembered the Lord. It's the same word, overwhelmed, that's used over there in chapter 61 that we just read, when my heart is overwhelmed. In other words, beloved, David was at a point of fainting. Amen. He had lost all of his strength. But I thought of another verse. He said, I had fainted. Then he said this, unless I have believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Amen. You know what the devil would like to do? He'd like to pin us all against the wall or in a corner somewhere and get us to forget the goodness of God. Get us to forget that God is good all the time. I'm telling you, there are people in this room tonight that have been through things I've never been through. And you know what it is to have your heart absolutely crushed. But I tell you tonight, there's a God in heaven that knows. Amen. What you're going through, He knows how to get you through it. Back over to Psalm chapter number 61, we see the word supplication. The second thing that I see here is the word, I'm using the word stability or the word security. I'm speaking now of the rock. Beloved, listen. The Bible said that that rock, and I believe it was in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 10, that followed them in the wilderness, that rock was Christ. And the Bible said, other foundation can no man lay than that which is laid, and that which is the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And so David, beloved, he needed some stability in his life. He said, lead me to the rock that's higher than I. Three things about the rock. The person of the rock, that is the Lord Jesus Christ. There's not a doubt in my mind. There is no other rock. There is no other foundation. There is no other stability in this world. This world's rocking and reeling. But thank God we can stand as God's people on the rock. Amen. Have some stability about us. Amen. Some security about us. The second thing, beloved, I see the position of the rock. Now watch this. When David, he's the king. When he looks horizontal, he don't see anybody above him. He's the king. You know what he's telling us? I don't care who you are. I don't care if you're the king. I don't care if you're the queen. I don't care how much money you have. I don't care how much power you have. Honey, when your heart's crushed and overwhelmed, you need to look to a rock that's higher than you are. His name is Jesus. Thank the Lord today. Thank the Lord David didn't lay down and quit. Thank the Lord. I think about those words, lead me. There's two things that come to my mind real quickly right there. Number one, I'm not seeing clearly. When our heart is overwhelmed, beloved, it's almost like we're blinded, amen, by what's going on. So I need somebody to get me over there to the rock. Lead me to the rock that's higher than I. Secondly, that word fainted comes back into mind. Sometimes we're so weak. Listen to me tonight. There's nothing wrong with admitting it. Sometimes we're weak physically, But sometimes, brother and sister, we're weak spiritually. Sometimes our faith is weak. They used to try to hide that from God. The disciples said, Lord, increase our faith. John the Baptist, down there in the prison, said to his disciples, go ask Jesus, art thou he? Can you imagine the man, beloved, that took Jesus in his arms and buried him in baptism in the Jordan River, that heard the voice from heaven, said, this is my beloved Son, whom I'm well pleased, that saw the Spirit of God light on him like a dove, and, beloved, the Son of God in his hand. Can you imagine? But Jesus didn't condemn John. He said, you just go tell John, the blind see, the deaf hear, the lame walk, the dead are raised, and the gospel's preached to the poor. I don't believe they got halfway through the list, and old John said, that's him, boys. We ain't got nothing to worry about. That's him. And here comes Jesus. He didn't condemn John because his faith was weak. He said, among them that's born of women, there's not a greater than John. What a blessing. The Bible said he knows that we're frail. He knows that we're flesh. He knows our uprisings. But thank God Almighty, he also knows our downsittings. And he knows what we need even before we ask. But he said, to ask, you shall receive. When my heart is overwhelmed, I see supplication here. I see stability and security. But I also see in verse number 3 a shelter and a strong tower. Do you see it? For thou hast been a shelter for me and a strong tower from the enemy. I had my little granddaughter in the dining room today. I read that verse of Scripture and God put something on my heart. There's a man by the name of Charles Albert Tindley. In 1851, he wrote these words. When the storms of life are raging, stand by me. When the storms of life are raging, stand by me. When the world is tossing me like a ship upon the sea, thou who rulest wind and water, stand by me. I've never seen this before, but I want you to listen. Brother Jason, it's just as if David could have wrote this song. It's just as if the psalmist David, he didn't write it, but it's just as if he could have. In the midst of tribulation, stand by me. In the midst of tribulation, stand by me. When the host of hell assail, and my strength begins to fail, thou who never lost a battle, stand by me. In the midst of faults and failures, stand by me. In the midst of faults and failures, stand by me. When I've done the best I can, and my friends misunderstand, thou who knowest all about me, stand by me. In the midst of persecution, stand by me. In the midst of persecution, stand by me. When my foes in war array undertake to stop my way, thou who rescued Paul and Silas, stand by me. Some of us can get a hold of this tonight. When I'm growing old and feeble, stand by me. When I'm growing old and feeble, stand by me. When my life becomes a burden and I'm nearing chilly Jordan, O thou lily of the valley, stand by me. O thou lily of the valley, stand by me. I mean, he's glad you ain't gonna cross that valley alone. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil. The same man, David, wrote that psalm in 23. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. What a blessing it is tonight to know we have a shelter in the time of storm. We have a strong tower. A tower. I remember years ago going to Fort McKinley in Baltimore. I went to school in Harford County, Maryland, elementary school and high school. Can any good thing come out of Harford County, Maryland? Miss Eve. That's where I found her. Amen. Thank God for my wife. I hated school till I met her. That was the meeting place. Amen. Some of y'all went to church to find one. I went to school. Amen. Appreciate my wife. A strong tower from the enemy. They talked about that, the tower there at Fort McKinley. There was two purposes in it. One was to watch. And another, they dropped the lead. And in the fall, the cannonballs were formed. Can I tell you this tonight? There's somebody on our side that's got all the ammunition we need. Amen. You and I cannot handle the enemy, but thank God we know the one who can. Tonight, a couple things and I'll finish up here. Not only a strong tower and a shelter, but look in verse 5. For thou, O God, hast heard my vows. Thou hast given me the heritage of those that fear thy name. I was sitting in the corner of the choir over there a while ago. The ladies are singing. Tanita, I'm mad at you. You backed Laura up, but you didn't back me up. Laura said, I would if I could have found that key. Amen. Listen to me tonight. I was sitting there with a thankful heart. I'm not ashamed of this crowd on Wednesday night. I'm thankful for everyone that took time out of your week to come to prayer meeting. Did you know a lot of churches have given up on prayer meeting? A lot of churches have given up on the Sunday night service. I'm not talking about special days like Father's Day and Mother's Day, but I'm talking about all together. They don't have church on Sunday night anymore. I just thank God. The Bible said here, the heritage of those that fear thy name. I put down there in the margin of my Bible, the saints. They've got these bumper stickers nowadays. They put them on the bumper and they put them on the tailgate and they put them on the back window. They say, no fear. I'm glad to be among a bunch of people that fear the Lord. I'm not talking about running around scared back in the corner, amen. But we reverence our God, amen. And we know, beloved, listen, we get out of the path. We got a God that loves us enough. Amen. Get him a thorny switch. Get us back in the path. He said, those I love, I rebuke. And I chasten. You say, Pastor, I wouldn't mention that. Well, let me just tell it to you like this so you'll understand. If it wasn't for that, I wouldn't be standing here today. If I was left to my own devices in my own way, I would have been out of the ministry a long time ago. Thank you, Brother Larry. He's pointing at himself. I don't care who you are, how long you've been in it. It's a dangerous thing to be without God's people. We need each other. I believe in the days ahead we're going to need each other more than we've ever needed each other. The Bible said, not forsaking the assembling of yourselves together as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another That means lift one another up. Amen. That means encourage one another. We need some Barnabases in the house of God. Amen. And even so much the more as you see the day approaching. Honey, if you can't see the coming of the Lord on the horizon, I don't know what it would take to get you to see it. Sin on every hand. As it was in the days of Noah. The next thing I see here in verse number 6, I'm hurrying. Thou wilt prolong the king's life, his years, as many generations. I wrote the word sustenance. In other words, God's going to sustain his people. This is the same man that wrote, I once was young, now I'm old, but I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor God's seed a begging bread. I'd go crazy, beloved, if I didn't believe the Bible. That's the truth. I'd wonder what in the world, how in the world are we going to make it? Verse number 7, he shall abide before God forever. He'll prepare mercy and truth. Aren't you glad his mercy's new every morning? The truth. What else do we need when our heart's overwhelmed? We need the scripture. Jesus said, sanctify them through thy truth. Listen to me tonight. I'm not being hateful tonight. I'm being truthful. But a lot of people, when they get crushed in their heart, that's when they lay this book down. When they need to pick it up more than any other time in their life, they're laying it down instead of picking it up. They're going away from the house of God instead of coming into the house of God. When my heart is overwhelmed. A couple more things. Verse number 8, I see singing. You say, Pastor, I don't feel like singing. Sing anyway. You hear what I said? Sing anyway. Well, that was a great message. How are we going to sing the Lord's song in a strange land? I'll tell you how. Quit looking at strangers and look at the Savior. David said, don't look at the things, Paul said, don't look at that with the things which are seen, but the things which are not seen. The things which are seen are temporal. You know what? Our troubles are temporal. Our broken heart is temporal. I was telling Barbara a while ago, Barbara Sexton, that I visited with down here at Wexford House. I said, honey, I'm excited about heaven. My mama's there, my daddy's there, my papa's there, my granny's there. Amen. I'm excited about going to heaven. My Savior's there. I'm excited about what's there. But I'll tell you this, I'm excited about what's not there. There's no more sin. There's no more sorrow. There's no more death. The Word of God that said there's no more pain. For the former things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. Amen. Brother Junior fell the other day. He's given God the glory for raising him up. And I thank him for that. But I'll tell you, he broke 3 ribs. My dad had a fall years ago and broke his back, broke his shoulder, and broke 3 ribs. And he said the ribs hurt him worse than anything. You can't breathe. You can't laugh. I mean, it's just like sticking a knife in your side every time you do that. But we're going to a place, Brother Junior, where there's no more pain. Amen. I'll sing praise unto thy name forever. And then he said this, watch this now, that I may daily perform my vows. In other words, David was not planning on stopping what he was supposed to do. He was going to keep on serving the Lord. Keep on keeping on. I don't know about you tonight, but I believe it was worth the trip for that word win. You know what I believe tonight? I believe we can do a lot to prepare But I also believe there's some things you just can't prepare for. You've got to cross those bridges when you come to them. Amen. And I've learned this in life. God does not give us grace ahead of time. He gives us grace on time. Listen to these words. Every time. The grace of God is there. Some just turn their back on God's grace, while others turn like David when his heart was overwhelmed to the Lord for that grace. I'm looking. Folks has lost sons and daughters. Folks has lost their husband or their wife. Things that I've never experienced. But the Bible said, He, the Lord Jesus, was tempted in all points, like as we are, yet without sin. You see, someone that knows what we're going through can be a faithful high priest, can be moved with compassion, while maybe others would struggle to understand. The Bible said in verse 3, a strong tower from the enemy. If you'll read Ephesians chapter 6, you'll understand we have an enemy. He walketh about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. I don't know about you tonight, but I've watched enough National Geographic to know that what those, I'm not trying to be funny, but the big cats, the leopards, the lions, what they try to do is single one off. If they can single one off from the herd, so to speak. And that's what old Slewfoot will try to do to you and me. He'll try to single us off. Amen. Because he desires to devour us. I mean, he's glad you come tonight. Amen.